Very excited for today's podcast. We've got the one and only Shaq Daddy, Shaquille O'Neal. Now, I'm going to start with a story. I want to say the 99, maybe more like 2001 Chicago Bulls. Bulls were terrible. And here come the Lakers into town. And Jake Voskal, journeyman, bad, power forward center, has a moment with Shaq where he rumbles down the lane and bangs into Shaq and just collapses. And afterwards, I asked Shaq about it. What happened with you and Voskal? And he sort of, I bring it up here, but he basically looked at me and said, when a Corvette faces off with a brick wall, who's going to win? And then he just nods at me, I'm the brick wall, I'm the brick wall, I'm the brick wall. And I thought that was very complimentary, by the way, that Jake Voskal was actually a Corvette, because I don't really think that he was. I would more call Jake Voskal a Yugo, if you get that reference, back in the day, nothing like the Yugo. But Shaq has always been larger than life, one of my favorites, one of everyone's favorites, right? So entertaining. And unique. I really think that Shaq could be, I don't know, commissioner of the league or just a big-time voice if I was running the league that I would want to hear from. I'm sure, and he speaks well of Adam Silver coming up here. But it's just impressive how he continues to expand his empire. Today he's working with Krispy Kreme. So thank you for the donuts. And yeah, they were Krispy Kreme, always a winner. Hope you're exhibiting more common sense than baseball is right now. Just get it done, baseball. Get on the field. Although you got me, baseball. You don't play this year. I'll be back in 2021 or 2022. And I think you will be too, at least eventually. This has been embarrassing. NASCAR, you're embarrassing. Specifically, the degenerate who belongs in jail, who put a noose in the garage of Bubba Watson, who's doing great work for NASCAR, getting the Confederate flag banned out of the events. And good job by NASCAR jumping in on that way, 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 way late. But hey, better late than never, I guess. I used to vend NASCAR events out in Joliet. And let me tell you something. That was an experience I did not need to repeat, at least certain parts of it. So it's not exactly surprising this is going on. But I do think there are a lot of good people around there that want to do better. And Bubba certainly deserves it. So that was just disgusting. But not, I suppose, entirely shocking, as a lot of people are turned up nowadays. So I'm looking at ways that I can be better, for the record. My man Russ Dorsey, he has me reading White Fragility. If you want to read a book that makes you look at yourself and see the immense amount of privilege that especially white people have created really for themselves and don't want to give up. Love the built-in edge that you have as a white person. I mean, I thought I knew what I was talking about with these things. Reading this book has been an eye-opener, so I recommend it, White Fragility. But without further ado, let's bring in our guy, the one and only Shaq Daddy, Shaquille O'Neal. You know, the first time I ever interviewed you, Shaq, I think Jake Voskal tried to run you over, and you just stared me down. You're like, look, if there's a Corvette and a brick wall, who's gonna win?
Yeah, I remember that.
I'm the brick wall.
Yeah.
It's good to see you. All right, here let's talk about the Krispy Kreme here, Shaq. You're the Krispy Kreme king. I've got my donut bites. I got my crullers here. You know, which should I go with today?
Well, let me tell you something, either or. And, you know, I hope you're as excited as I am, because the world needs to know that these are available starting today everywhere. All your Walmarts, Walmart stores, grocery online. And Krispy Kreme has always done an unbelievable job of just, you know, keep, you know, reinventing themselves. Of course, you're going to think about the original glaze, but we have so many other flavors. But the partnership with Walmart, I want everybody to know about that, because I'm a Krispy Kreme guy and I'm a Walmart guy. This is, you know, this is a big, big day for me. And Wednesday, we're going to do a virtual grand opening Wednesday, beginning at 7 p.m. Eastern time on Facebook Live. And for more information, go to KrispyKreme.com/grocery. But I'm a party with 40 fans. We're going to have a good time. And somebody's going to win these bad boys for a year, for me and Krispy Kreme.
There it is. There it is. How many Prime Shaq, how many bites in one day could we do?
If you ever want to have a contest on your show, you just let me know.
I'm gonna sit down on that one. I defer.
Why?
I think you got a little more punch than me, and you know I'm a.
You never know.
It's true. Maybe I'll think about that actually for the future. Maybe we can reconvene. Hey, all right. Let me ask you a little NBA here. Question is, players seem like they want to play, right? But
yes.
Okay, I'm wondering, like, if Shaq, if you owned a team, would you be thinking, I don't want to put my guys in danger here? Not just the virus, but just injury and everything. I mean, there's a lot of risk going on here to get on the court. It's not just the pandemic.
It's a lot of risk, and it's also a lot of unknown factors. You know, the good thing about being an owner is they're a panel of other owners. So whatever the other owners vote, I think we would not only use the word have to go it, I think we should go it. But yeah, as an owner, I would definitely be concerned about my players' safety and their family. And I think to eliminate that, I think that's why they created the bubble. And, you know, they also have – I'm hearing, I don't know if it's true, I'm hearing they got this ring technology to let people know if COVID is around or whatever. I don't know how that's going to work, but I would love to get one of those. So if you have the website information, send it to me. It's going to be difficult, I think, for the guys to be inside that bubble and nobody can leave and eat the same food every day. You know, to be a great player, it's all about, of course, the physical attributes and the mental attributes, but it's also about routine. So guys are going to definitely have to readjust. Like, my routine was going to shoot around and coming home and seeing my beautiful family before I leave the game, seeing my beautiful family, seeing them get ready, coming out to play the game, making sure they got there safe, looking at fans, looking at this, looking at that. It's going to be difficult in a lot of aspects. And that's why I never, I never would say this player. I always say if I was playing, it would be very difficult for me to play without fans. But I wish him well. I'm an alumni of the NBA, and I still work with him through TNT. We will televise and broadcast the games. We haven't decided if we're going to be in studio or be in Orlando. I have a home in Orlando, so if they want to set the studio up there, I would like to go also. But it's going to be different. It's going to be difficult, but hopefully, you know, the guys can pull through.
But if it was you back in the day, you would, I'm assuming, would get on board and do what everybody was doing? I mean, or would you?
I would continue to do my job, but I would also continue to relay the message. I think it's been proven over time that you can do both. You can do both at a high level. My favorite picture is Muhammad Ali, Bill Russell, Kareem, Jim Brown, everybody sitting at the table voicing their opinion. So, you know, when you have a lot of eyes on you, that's a good time to get your message across. Of course, we have our own brands and our own platform, but everybody's been waiting for the NBA. I would pick the right time, and I would continue to, you know, relay the message, but I would also continue to do my job.
I saw your son, since you brought up Bill Russell, Bill retweeted Sharif yesterday when he was wishing Kobe a happy Father's Day, which and your son said that was, you know, one of the best moments of his life, having Bill jump in there. I'm curious, you know, I'm assuming you were thinking a little bit about Kobe yourself yesterday and on Dad's Day. And yeah.
And especially this morning, I retweeted a photo, I think, We were at our second parade 20 years ago today. So, yeah, think about them all the time.
What do you miss the most, if that's even remotely registered? And, like, the way I'm thinking about it, it's like how we're sort of just getting ripped off of having him here and the impact that he, you know, would be having now and going forward.
The things that haunts me the most is I can't touch him anymore. Like, we never talked a lot, but if he needed me, he can contact me. If I needed him, I can contact him. So just being able to call him up and say, hey, man, 20 years ago, boy, you threw me that lob. Or, hey, man, did you watch at the five-minute mark? I was hoping. Hey, man, at the five-minute mark, how come when I missed 3 throws in a row, you didn't – like, we could just joke like that. And it's like that with all my teammates. So, you know, what that has taught us is that we have a little text group now. It's called Back to Back to Back. So it's all the guys that play on the team. And we try to text each other once a month. Rick Fox is the president of that text group. Like, he'll start it off. And D. Fish, B. Shaw, Big Shot Bob, myself, Gary Payton, Glenn Rice, you know, we'll all just get in for a few minutes just to say hi. And that's what hurts the most, is that I can't touch him.
Yeah. Who would you say of your non-star Hall of Fame all-star teammates, like, who do you think of as, like, the number one guy you would tell guys, hey, you want this dude on your team?
I can't pick one, but I can pick four.
Okay.
I'm going to go with D. Fish, E. Shaw, Big Shot Bob, and Rick Fox. Now, if I get traded, I can pick four more. Gary Payton, Udonis Haslam, Posey, and Antoine Walker. So, and Alonzo Mourning. So, look, I'm all – I always celebrate. I got four. But I always say – I couldn't have got four without those guys, the others. I definitely got – I probably could have got one by myself, but without the others stepping up for me in big moments and crucial times and crucial plays, I definitely couldn't have four. So all the names I just mentioned, they're the reason I got four.
Do you look back on any of the titles as your favorite?
Probably the first one, because, you know, once we got the first – once Phil came in with the blueprint and we mastered the blueprint, we was just on and running. And we had a little stumble, and we were able to get back and add some new pieces and get back. And then, you know, we lost it, the fourth one versus Detroit. And then management wanted to hand over the reins to Mr. Bryant. I was cool with that because I understand the business of basketball, and I just had to go to Miami and reinvent myself.
Did you watch The Last Dance, Jack?
I actually did. And I was there's a lot of stuff that went on, and I didn't know it went on. And it's just, you know, people always think that because you're on the championship team, everything is so peaches and cream. It's never like that. It's never like that on sitcoms. It's not like that at your office. It's not like that. You know, you have to have pushback. You have to have inner competition. You have to have struggles. You have to have fights, because those things are the things that make you strong. Those things are the things that make you persevere. I didn't know Scotty was underpaid like that. I always thought he was one of the top players, you know, he should have been. But actually, before I'm doing this interview with you, I was talking to a guy from Chicago, and he said the reason why nobody knew that Scotty didn't like his contracts because it was a local issue, and, you know, it was only in the, you know, Chicago paper. So there's a lot of stuff I didn't know, and, you know, a lot of stuff that Mike get criticized for doing with his teammates. I did the same thing.
See, people thought that Scotty came across poorly in it. Did you have that? Like, oh, they're, you know, the one. I didn't think it was that at all. I thought that Scotty came across fine.
Yeah, it's just that, you know, people handle business different ways. Scotty was at the point, at the position where he said, okay, you're not going to pay me, I'm not going to play. Listen, many guys have done it, and many guys will continue to do it. So, you know, I'm sure Scotty's not worried about, you know, people's opinion. Yeah. You know, in this world, people that don't understand can have an opinion about it. And then it goes viral and now it's a issue. But listen, I've seen that done before with guys. Hey, I'm not playing. You're not going to pay me, I'm not going to play.
I thought that Phil came across incredibly well at this impact on the team. And you just teed it up that when he got there, for you guys, it made a huge difference. It's almost like he's underrated because he's had great talent, but that dude had an impact.
Yeah, he definitely had an impact. It's one thing to have great talents, another thing to put them together correctly. So we already had the talent. We just needed somebody to take us over the hump. When Phil came, I think it put us all at ease. Like, okay, we finally got a guy that knows what he's talking about. I'm not saying the other coaches didn't, but you know, when you're playing for a guy that just you've been watching the last 3 summers, and he says something, you know that he knows exactly what he's talking about.
All right, let me do a little left turn here. I got Adam Silver just decides he wants to retire. I've got Shaquille O'Neal for commissioner of the NBA, and I got you versus Mark Cuban. Who do you think would do a better job as the commish?
I'm going to give it to Mark Cuban.
Wow.
Mark's a friend of mine. He could definitely do a better job. Because I'm old school, and, you know, I don't like dealing with brats. You know what I mean? Adam does a great job. He really does. He lets the players do whatever they want. I commend him for that. And Mark will probably be the same way. Mark is a guy that you can talk to. Mark's a guy that if you see him on the street, you can strike up a conversation with him. And, you know, he doesn't act like Mark Cuban, the billionaire. He acts like Mark Cuban, the guy that's just wearing T-shirt and jeans.
I feel like guys would massively respect you, though, in that spot, Shaq, for real.
Yeah, they would, but I don't look. I'm old school. I only know one way, and that's the military hardcore way. And a lot of people in these times can't deal with that. So might as well just stay behind the shadows.
Okay. Let's wrap up with the title this year. What's more legit, the Spurs in 99 or whoever takes it down this year?
Neither. It's asterisks, baby.
So people are having this debate, like, why is it an asterisk that everyone's rested? There's no, you know, you got to get on the court. No fans are going to impact it. Go ahead.
Asterisks. Cut it out. Asterisks.
I have a question. Yeah, go ahead.
If that was Tim Duncan's only championship, that asterisk season, would you guys still be saying he's a great player? If that was my only championship, that was Kobe's only championship, the asterisk year. If you think we get respect from all the other guys in the NBA that you know did it the right way, I'll answer that for you. No. Therefore, that's why it's asterisks. Period.
So
if that was our only one, would y'all be giving us the respect you give us now? No, you wouldn't. Nobody would.
So if LeBron and the Lakers do it this year, does that count?
Listen, it'll count for some people, but I'm not changing my opinion. So yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah. All right. I do think, by the way, we sort of overrate the championships. Like when we just judge guys by if they've won titles. I mean, you work with a guy who, and I find it very funny when you when you poke at him for it. But I'm like, hang on a second. My man Chuck was a hell of a player now. I mean, was no?
Hello. Was he? What did he do in the finals versus Mike? I don't know.
He did say that he gave them too much credit coming into game one, right? And no, I'm like,
no, but you're right. We listen. That's the way of the land. So I didn't make the rules up. It's just the way of the land. It's actually what helped me. You know, the more I failed, the more I wanted one. And then when I got one, I wanted two. And then when I got two, I wanted three. So. But you're right. Like guys that don't have championships can probably still play in the league today and put up big numbers. Stockton, Malone, Barkley, guys like that. It's unfortunate that people pick on them for not having a championship. But championships is all about team, not individuals. So, you know, maybe they didn't have the right pieces around them. But you're right. You know, I think sometimes we over-celebrate championships. Because there's a lot of guys that have four or five championships. You don't even know who they are. So, yeah, I guess you have to be in the right place at the right time.
Better athlete, you or Gronk? You going to take him down on the beach?
Well, of course I am. You know, he's my good friend, but he knows, you know, once that whistle blows, enemies. I'm not going to hurt him because I know he has to get ready for the Tampa Bay season with Tom, but I'm going to let him know who the boss is.
You could hurt him if you wanted to.
No, I can't hurt Gronk. That's my guy.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Shaq, great to see you. My one regret from your career, you should have been on the dream team, my friend. Why not?
Because Christian Laettner was better than me in college. He really was. So I'm not gonna cry about that. Fundamentally, he was better and won more championships. He had a bigger impact at Duke than I had at LSU. So I'm gonna just go on the record and say that now. So he earned it fair and square. I'm not gonna say I should have been, because listen, Duke was winning championships. I was getting knocked out in the first, second round. So therefore, he was a better player than I was.
Did have that Grant Hill guy around here. I'm putting on my Krispy Kreme hat for respect on that one.
Thank you.
Hey, Shaq, you're the best. We love watching you. Keep doing what you do.
All right. Josh, turn your camera off. All right, bro.
See you, Shaq. Be good.
All right.